105.7 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore. Welcome to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River, and powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka, and Matt Harmon talk Shore Conference High School Football on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And a good Thursday evening, everyone. We are here live at the Water Street Grill and, of course, on 105.7 The Hawk. It is Week 7, getting set for Week 8, actually, of the high school football season on the Barnabas Health High School Football Show. Kevin Williams along with Ed Sarluka and Matt Harmon. As always, a fast-paced 90 minutes coming up, including spotlights on the football programs in both Lakewood and Rumson with guests from those two schools joining us live here. We'll talk with Manalapan coach Ed Guerreri in this hour, one of the Shore Conference undefeated teams. Of course, later on tonight, Monmouth University coach Kevin Callahan, Scott Stump from All Shore Media, taking a look at the state playoff picture, Dr. Andrew Harrison from Kimball Medical Center, all coming up. But as I do every week, I start with my broadcasting colleagues. To my left, Ed Sarluka. To my right, Matt Harmon. Matthew, good evening.
Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
All right. Interesting week. Last week, a couple of real surprises, and I guess the one that, you know, some will argue is as big as upset there has been this year was at that time a one-win Brick Green Dragon team knocking off what had been a one-loss Toms River North Mariner team.
Very disappointing loss if you are a Toms River North fan. You know, they beat Breck Memorial the week before. They're kind of right smack dab in the middle of the playoff chase, and then those aspirations came down with a pretty loud thud. Didn't really look like North could stop the run. I mean, look at the days that Ray Fattoruso and Doug Cuccinello had combining for about 260 yards on the ground. And, you know, the credit to kids from Brick. I mean, when you have one win and you're 1-5, I mean, you're thinking about, you know, basketball or wrestling season or next year for a lot of guys. And they were able to come through with that. And, Kevin, I would agree with you, one of the best upsets of the season so far.
Yeah, I totally agree, Matt. You know, when you run for 300 yards, you know, as a team, and on the other side of the fence, when you give up 300 yards on the ground, you're not going to win many football games. But it did take obviously a last 15-second field goal by Brick kicker Anthony Starego to win it for Brick. Kevin, pretty good story there.
Well, a field goal that sort of went viral and created a new superstar in young Mr. Starego, who was a senior at Brick and only became the kicker the week before against Toms River East, made 4 extra points that night. Last week made 3 extra points, and then the game-winning 22-yard field goal. And it was discovered early in the week that what maybe sets him apart is the fact that Anthony is autistic. And the video of him kicking that field goal and then running down the sidelines in joy became such a hot commodity that it led him and his parents to appear on the Today Show Wednesday with Matt Lauer sitting right there on national television in his green brick football sweater, and newspaper articles all over the place. But and that's a nice story. But the other part of the nice story is it was a huge win for Brick, just their second win of the season, and they really did it by playing old school Brick football. Ground and pound, really.
Exactly. Did not complete a pass all night. Only threw 3. But I don't know about you, Matt, but that's what makes high school athletics, you know, so intriguing. You know, week in and week out, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who the star is going to be. You don't know what the story is going to be. And all of a sudden, to have this kid kick a field goal like that and being a special needs autistic child, and then all of a sudden be national news. Just an amazing story for the Shore, for Brick, and for him.
Yeah, I mean, there's not anything bad that you can certainly take out of the story.
Absolutely not.
I mean, even if you're Toms River North in a way, I mean, you kind of have to, like, say, hey, congratulations. I mean, you don't want to lose the football game, obviously, but in a situation like that, it was a great story, and it was great that they were able to get so much PR to go along with that, because it brings attention to kids that have special needs, that they can still go out and be part of a team and be part of an athletic program.
No question about it. I thought there were three other games of consequence, not that there weren't, but three other games that stood out from last weekend. On Friday night, Southern's win over Brick Memorial, the second straight loss for the Mustangs. And then Saturday afternoon, interesting in that Mattawan really had to work hard and go into overtime to beat Red Bank, who was looking to make it two in a row. And without question, the game of the weekend in terms of top teams colliding, Manalapan getting all it could handle from Colts Neck before prevailing 24-21, a game you were at.
Yeah, I saw that one, Kevin and Matt. I'm glad I did go. I think one word will sum up this game, and that's experience. The experience of Manalapan playing in big games, I think, got him through this one. These are two outstanding, very good, excellent football teams. Very impressed with Colts Neck. Some of the athletes on that team, you know, their quarterback Campbell, their running back
Italian. You should be the one that knows
yeah.
it.
Oh, I can't think of it. I'm drawing a blank now. Gargiulo.
Oh,
yeah, Anthony Gargiulo. You know, and his dad on the sidelines, who is so-called stat keeper. I'm telling you, never have I seen any more of intensity on a parent before than I did out of his dad on the sidelines. But just a tremendous football game. The Braves never panicked. They trailed almost the entire game until the last quarter. They stayed in it. They kept their poise, and I think the experience factor won it for them, 24-21.
And, of course, we're coming up on Week 8, Matt, which is hard to believe. And for some teams, this will be, right? The
eighth game for
this
some.
This will be the eighth game.
Yeah.
Meaning it'll be their last game to earn points and position for the state playoffs. It is, for all intents and purposes, the next to last week of the regular season, not counting Thanksgiving week, but in terms of games for the state playoffs. And, you know, we'll go over it, but a pretty good, you know, some pretty meaningful games this weekend, including Red Bank Catholic at Middletown South tomorrow night, which is huge. Toms River North at Manalapan tomorrow night, an important game. Lakewood visits Barnegat, a game that's got a lot of implications. All of a sudden, a game that's interesting, Brick Memorial at Toms River South, Mattawan at Long Branch, Central at Donovan on Saturday, Point Beach at Keyport, among the games that will mean a lot. And tomorrow night, we actually will be, we have altered our schedule a little bit. Tomorrow night, we will be at Keller Memorial Field, home of the Brick Green Dragons, as Brick takes on the Lacey Lions. Lacey, who has already clinched at least a share of Class A South, a win tomorrow night, and the Lions in their first year in A South would wrap up the division championship. So that's where we'll be tomorrow on 105.7 The Hawk, Lacey at Brick. But a lot of other things going on, and we're going to welcome in our first guest live here at the Water Street Grill in Toms River, and of course listening on 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com or shoresportsnetwork.com. One of the nice stories this football season is what is happening on Somerset Avenue in Lakewood. The Lakewood Piners are a very relevant football team at 5-1, having their best season in a long time, and certainly very much in the B-South chase, should somebody knock off Monsignor Donovan. Very much in tune to earn a spot in the state playoffs, and we're joined by their second-year coach, L.J. Clark, and one of his real key seniors, guy who does a little bit of everything, but probably best known as a wide receiver, and Marcus Oliver. And gentlemen, we welcome you to the show and to the Water Street Grill. And L.J., we'll start with you, and it's got to be nice in your second year. I remember we chatted with you last year one week after you had won a game, and of course, you know, a program that has been starved for victories. You got a couple last year. To be sitting 5-1, though, you got to feel pretty good about where things are.
Absolutely. It just shows you when you work hard, good things will happen. You know, I just took the motto from Coach Randy Holmes and Coach Gene Drumright from baseball and basketball programs. If you work hard and, you know, ask a lot for the kids, good things can happen.
You know, LJ, I saw you last winter, you know, after the season, and it was a 2-8 season last year, which you know, by some means, people would think not as good a season, but I think you turned the program around last week. But anyway, I saw you last week coaching freshman basketball, and I know, you know, over at Brick Memorial that one day during the freshman tournament, and All you wanted to talk about was football, and you were pointing out different kids on the court. Yeah, I got him coming out this year. I got him coming out, and I got this kid coming back. You know, it has to mean a lot to you to get some of these players that were in the hallways that wouldn't put the get on the gridiron that are playing now.
Absolutely. Again, you know, I can't thank Coach Holmes and Coach Drumright enough. We have five baseball players that start for us. David Patterson plays wide receiver. Christian Tate came out. Brandon Tennery. Alex Martinez starts at corner. And then you got the basketball court. You look at Neptune. You look at Asbury. You know, winning basketball, winning football. We have the similar athletes. Why couldn't we do it? So, all year long I sat and thought, you know, got together with Coach Holmes. Maurice Diawara, Big Mo we call him. He plays defensive end.
Big kid, right?
Oh, absolutely. Fundamentally does the wrong thing, but he's such a great athlete. He makes plays.
Compensates.
You know, and we got Ben Watson. He plays basketball for us. 6'6", 325 pounds. I mean, those kids right there, Devin Delaney, our whole defensive line is all basketball players. You know, Coach Holmes pushed those guys to come out. Marquise is a basketball player. Tyrese, obviously. I mean, all the coaches in Lakewood, they want to see the football program do good, because if a football program is doing good, the school is going to do good.
Yeah, I'm really glad you mentioned that, because I think that is a compliment to the other faculty members and the other coaches you talked about, because in so many situations, it's the other way. Hey, you don't want to play basketball. You don't want to play football and get hurt for basketball. And those guys don't win that many games. You, in essence, have the opposite. You have coaches who are pushing your program, wanting their kids to play three, maybe in some cases three sports.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I coach assistant baseball with Coach Drumright. I'm assistant basketball coach, freshman for Coach Holmes. So we're all in it together. You know, at the end of the day, all three sports is just only going to make a kid better. And Lakewood, unfortunately, if you got free time, maybe you'll get in trouble. You know, we're just trying to keep our kids out of trouble and push them to college.
Let's get Marquise involved here. Marquise, what is this season so far, the five wins? I mean, obviously it's the most wins you've had since you've been playing, right? What has it meant to you, to your teammates, and to the school in general?
It means a lot to get five wins this year, considering the fact we only had two last year, because our coaches got us working hard this year. Every practice, we work hard. From our pursuit drills to individuals to team, we always try to keep our intensity up all practice.
Did you notice the change in the summer and in the early, as you got ready for the season? There was a different feeling with a lot of these guys really excited about football?
Yeah, it was a whole different vibe from last year to this year. It started in June from our 7-on-7s. We always connecting, getting chemistry together as a team. And then once August came and we put on the equipment, it just kept flowing. And now the season here, and we just keep trying to work hard as a team.
You know, that's a pretty good point. You mentioned the 7-on-7s in the summer. I don't remember, Kevin, right, when Lakewood ever went to a 7-on-7 competition, right? In the old days, you know, hey, those kids were playing hoops, you know, like you said, or playing baseball or whatever. You know, that's a step in the right direction.
I mean, absolutely. I've been coaching for 8 years. I mean, it'd be times where we had football practice and they would all go to summer league basketball
games.
Exactly. Or AAU, or kids, hey, coach, I got to leave at 5 o'clock, I got a baseball game. And then if you make a kid choose, you're going to choose between a losing program or a winning program. And, you know, you think of Lakewood, you automatically think of basketball. I mean, I played basketball. We always win there. It's just, I don't know, maybe it's something in the water. You know, but like you said, like Marquis said about the 7-on-7s, we went to a team camp this year. We went to 2 7-on-7s. You know, I fundraised. I gave up my prep. I gave up my lunch. The kids helped on their lunches selling stuff. It's just the whole chemistry. I mean, it also starts with senior leadership. You know, our senior captains, Marquise Oliver, Tyrese Beverett, Herbie White. I mean, those guys were in there during the losing streak, the 0-33. You know?
Wow.
He was there. His older brother is Daquan Kenny.
You know?
He was one of the ones that was I call him the four founders of Lakewood, mm-hmm. because they got us going in the right direction with Coach Wolf. You know, and these guys picked up the torch, and, you know, they're running for the finish line.
Marquise,
founders of Lakewood, because they got us going in the right direction with Coach Wolf. You know, and these guys picked the torch, and, you know, they're running for the finish line.
Marquise, what kept you part of the program in the dark days? I mean, that's the easy time for kids to fail and go do something else.
The thing that kept me in Wilkwood, because I never wanted to be known as a quitter. When Coach Clark out, I never wanted to quit. And even though I just looked around, I knew I was going to change sooner or later. So I stepped in my sophomore year when Coach Wolf came in. I felt the tide turning in. And then when Coach Clark came in, I felt it turning in. Even during the losing season, I felt good what was going to come out of it. So I stepped
around. Your background, and you went to Lakewood. Great attitude. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background. I know you went to Lakewood, right? In the program.
Yeah, I graduated in 1999. I played baseball, basketball, football there. I played football. I fairly did. I was in Lakewood with Coach Mosca. Great guy. I mean, mom has struggled a little bit, but he's a great coach. I mean, I learned a whole bunch of football. But I went to college, you know. I lived in Lakewood my whole life, and, you know, it was 2002. In 1999, we lost in the playoffs. Back, you know, and it broke my heart. When I went to college, where Tommy Carroll was a senior, the program was still doing, you know, doing 2002. Everything was going good. And then when I came back, it was just like, boom, moved out. I mean, like, I wear it. It's pride and pride on my wrist every day. Football team is, and it's definitely that's the main thing is bringing it back right to Lakewood. I mean, the game. If it was people living in Lakewood or moved out, by us winning, a small little football team is definitely changing our atmosphere in Lakewood again. I mean, we had our homecoming game, and it was like 1,300 people at the game. I can remember coaching, and it's maybe 13. They're not even good football, you know, where, like I said before, the high school's doing good, the town's doing good, and it all starts with the leaders, man. I mean, these kids are such, they're not even good football players, they're great kids. They're great kids.
Martiz, you always mentioned Tyrese before, Beverly. One of the basically best athletes in the show, I'm sure, a good friend of yours, right? What has he meant? What has he meant to the team because, you know, and this is basically for both of you. We'll let Boach talk a little bit about him later. But what has he meant when he came back after missing a few World Series games?
It meant a lot of him coming back because with me and him being senior leaders and captains, we know how to get these problems with some games. And once we get them fired up, everybody got their hands on each other.
Tyrese is a player, man.
Coach, I know he had some early season problems with some dehydration. Tell us a little bit about that situation.
Well, Tyrese is a warrior, man. I mean, this year, he's just a tough kid. He'll do anything he asks him to do, you know. Last year, he probably didn't kick off. He played quarterback, he played safety. After the game, during the free hole burrow game this year, very human, you know, and he does go both ways. He's ready to dunk. He's a Duke go both ways for us. And he just gave it his all. I mean, and the game was over. He literally just didn't. It just seemed like he coached, like, you know, I got to stop. I'm crazy. Yeah, he just didn't look. And, you know, the next game, we were playing moderated. And, you know, he practiced. And it just didn't seem like he had his typical, you know, I would never right? Yeah, he just seemed a little bit down. You know, the doctors, they said he was so dehydrated and questionable. And, you know, at the end of the day, so he was one of the kids that my two sons, you know. And I would never put anybody's kid in harm's way. And if there was any doubt that Tyrese was, it was something questionable, he wasn't playing. So he was fresh 100%, you know. He coached again. Every the best part about Tyrese single day. Now any player wants to play. He powered it in week. He was out every day. Like, we put a freshman in his spot, Mir Tyler. He coached that kid. He didn't put on a single play in every single day. Now one, I mean, it's easy to admit. I mean, we were playing. He was there every day. You know, Marquise said that he was like, getting the time. You know, he's a freshman. He didn't quit on this one time. And it just showed. And he, I mean, that lost more he was than anybody I did. I mean, we were playing Mondon because, you know, he had an ending game on tap for me to get his equipment. I was like, coach, but, you know, and he took that loss more than anybody I saw moving him, you know, because he feels that he let the team down by not playing, which we all know is not true. But he and that kind of, like, you know, it kind of moved him where, you know, he feels like he has to give us more.
Have meaningful games. That's my Mondon loss. May indeed cost you a division title unless somebody beats them. But it certainly hasn't halted your ability to have meaningful games this time of year. I know what you're thinking about. Right now, the most important thing in your mind is Barney gets tomorrow night. I'm sure every coach does one at a time. But, you know, hard to fathom that we would have said this 2 or 3 years ago, but, you know, you're in very good shape to be in the state playoffs, which I'm sure as a senior would just be a thrill for you.
That's all we work for. It'll be a thrill because that's what we've been working for. Day one, every day one. Just working to get to the playoffs. That's day one. That's all we work hard for every day in practice. Getting to the playoffs, getting to the playoffs, getting to the playoffs. That's what we tell each other every day in practice because that's what I'm mentioning.
Coach, I mean, couple of brothers came over from the Cook brothers from Manchester, and they fit in pretty nice for you. Tell us a little bit about them.
Absolutely. I mean, you could have two nice kids. I mean, again, Anthony Cook's a senior. Chappelle's a sophomore. They're great kids. I mean, from day one, I didn't know they were in our school. You know, somebody tapped, matter of fact, with Tyrese, missed the practice, sat me on the store and said, hey, coach, you know, these guys playing football. I looked up to him and said, well, you guys played football. Tyrese said, yes. Said, well, we got weight room today. 192 yards, first day. I mean, Anthony had been missed practice last year. I mean, Chappelle, I mean, chemistry for our team. Look, talk about the games, you know, Tyrese missed. He had 208 yards rushing, 197 yards rushing. I mean, Anthony had a big touchdown last week. I mean, they just put the chemistry for our team. They're all about what we're trying to do in Lakewood, you know. They're great kids. They do the right thing in school. And, you know, they come to practice every day and they dig in. You know, they fit in perfect.
Well, as you said, Chappelle, only a sophomore. Big kid, 6'1", 200 pounds. Rushed for almost 300 yards already through your first six games. So, pretty nice building block for next year.
I mean, like people, you know, like Marquise, Tyrese, and Herbie White, they played this their freshman year. I mean, Tyrese started every varsity game he's ever played in. The only game he missed, we have, was this year in 4 years. We're a big junior, Herbie White, and Marquise also. And everybody thinks, oh, you know, Lakers senior late. Darryl, believe it or not, we're all young. We're a big junior class. I mean, sophomore, we got two sophomores. I actually start two freshmen. I don't know how important they are. Darius Morrow, he starts as a right tackle. Because in the year time, he's a freshman team. So, I mean, two games this year. These guys, they don't know how important they are to our program. And they're doing a great job of being good leaders. Because they're younger classes. You know, our freshman team, they won two games this year. And they see these things. You know, I got an 8-year-old son. His favorite player in the world is his three favorite players. It's Tim Tebow, Tyrese Beverly, and Daquan Kenny, his little brother. It's his favorite players.
Pretty good role model.
We're talking with Lakewood head football coach L.J. Clark, one of the senior co-captains. More follows on the final 5-1. We're heading into tomorrow night's game against Barnegat, a dangerous opponent. It's a playoff game for sure. And then we'll think the following Saturday we'll host Point Barrow. And of course, hopefully for them, a state playoff game or two. Thanksgiving has always against teams of the South at the time on the Indian home turf.
How do you negate it, Jay?
Have they come up a little bit? I mean, I think there was a time a couple of years ago where a lot of us, I'll be honest with you, speculated. You know what? I don't think Lakewood's going to be able to build a program next year. I mean, there might have been a year end where they were down to about 30 kids.
We're
at now.
It's funny you say that because we were talking about that today. I remember the first day Coach Wolf came to practice. And he tapped me on the shoulder and said, you get direct to the kids in the locker room. They're all listening to the folks and be like, he said, Coach, this is what we got. I said, what? They're steadily coming up, you know. I want to be like 70, 65, 70. I would say about 50 kids jerseys, 50 kids religiously or helmets. The administrators, I mean, from the principal, the eighth grade, Mr. Stewart, Mr. John Craddock, he does a great job. We actually have to order more jerseys this year and more pads and more helmets because right now we got about 40 eighth graders, eighth grade teams. I got about 20 freshmen, and we were dressing about 50 to 55.
That is tremendous. Buzz in school. You know, it always at this time of the year was always the basketball season starts in a month. What about the football buzz going on now in school?
This year in school, all you talk about is who's not playing this week.
Yeah. I see you guys out there working hard and all that. It's just a good vibe all around this year in school, on the field, like at home, everywhere. Lakewood, that's the whole town. Just a vibe.
Yeah, I love Marquise, how about you? You're a senior. Would you like to go to college? Would you like to continue to play?
Yeah, I love football. I love football. It's the first sport I played ever since I was younger. I remember asking my dad, and I was 10 years old watching on TV. I said, Dad, I want to play that sport. He signed me up. Been playing ever since, and I looked at the college football at the next level, and I see where it takes me from there.
Let me ask you, you mentioned about Coach Wolf a couple of years ago, and I don't know if it was an interesting experiment, and I think it did pay dividends in a lot of ways, but I mean, how was he to you? I mean, I don't know if you had really known that much about him. Maybe for your older brother, of course. But I mean, obviously a legendary football figure, you know, at his age, going to coach at Lakewood.
How was that for you? Was there value for you? Did you learn things from him?
I learned a lot because he taught me football is more than just a game. It's a life. Because it prepares you for life. Like,
okay.
Even in a game where somebody hits you, you're not looking at your program. Life, somebody can hit you, you might not be ready for somebody to get up and fight adversity, no matter what.
He's still pretty good. Well, LJ, I can understand where your program has gone when you got kids like this representing your program. He handles himself pretty good.
Between him, Tyrese, Herbie is my upstairs. I mean, you can't ask for anything more. I mean, he's number 15. College coaches come in when they see him and they see Tyrese. I mean, you know, I don't even talk about football. I just talk about how good kids they are. I mean, Tyrese is number one in his class. He's number 15.
That's awesome.
They're great kids. You know, they're role models not only for the football team, but for the community and our town.
See, I think the greatest thing is that I don't want to embarrass you. But it's not like you know. I remember when we chatted with LJ last year, and we were really impressed with you. What I said most was, I think you want to be where you're at. It's not like, well, you know what? I really want to get to the football coach job
somewhere else.
You are exactly where you want to be, and I think it's so important
because
that the kids and coaches realize that you're one of them. You went to the school there. You're a product of the town. You set a great example for the world.
It's funny because, you know, when you go to these coaches' clinics, the Nike clinic, all of them, they always say, oh, man, you got a death sentence. I could not ask for anything. I look at them, and I tell them, I could be the best job in the world, man. Whether I grew up in Lakewood, I mean, these kids, I love their death. I'm going to be the best job in the world, man. I couldn't ask for anything else, seriously. Every day I'm the worst. Whether I would have 15 kids or 40 kids, I'm going to coach the kids the right way. We're going to be prepared. We're going to be disciplined. We're going to play walkers.
Give a little shout out to your assistant coaches who are on mission.
Oh, I mean, it starts right away with Jamil Jackson. I mean, he was a spring out player for Rutgers. He's an instinct. Great defensive coordinator, Elizabeth Linden. We got him a job in the middle school. I mean, he brings the intensity. He brings the scheme.
Defense, right?
Yeah. Kevin Freeman. Stand out at West Virginia. He got his defense on the line for me. Coach Keith Kalei was on the Asbury teams when they repeated everything. He coaches wide receivers and special teams. Steve School. Coach Evan Pavels right now. He's on the wall. He won a state championship. He does great for the line. I mean, he does a little bit of everything. Safeties. I got Coach Steve School. I mean, I'm actually in the hospital right now. He's getting surgery on his leg. He does the offensive line. Be there. He's a great guy. I mean, Coach Lou, he coached him around there for a freshman program. I mean, people to come to Lakewood that actually want to be there. And Coach Wolf, he brought over Alan Muir, who calls offense and helps. And that's great guy. I mean, total opposite from Brickman Lakewood. And he comes every day, digs in. I got a good coach. Everybody have along with good kids, and that's the main reason why we're winning. It's not just me. Believe me, it's a total team effort. From the kids to the coaches to the administrators, everybody's buying in, man.
It's been a great year. I will say this in closing. Your school, you know what? If you don't win another game this year, from a perspective like mine on the outside, it's been a great year. But what has happened at your school and here to win a game, it's similar to Asbury Park a few years ago. Asbury Park had some lean years, and I think all of a sudden people came in and said, hey, 4 or 5 years ago in a game or two. You know, they raised the bar. They always talk about it. I'm going back 3, 4, 5 years ago. They never talked about winning. They always talked about the kids. And you were sort of doing the same thing.
Well, you know what? Before Asbury won the 3 state championships, they were 2-8.
We're delighted that you're
and last
sure
year you were 2-8.
To make
hey.
The trip down
okay,
here.
Hey, we got 3 flags coming in order
of tomorrow at the end of the week and the rest of the season. Well, it is a great season. We're delighted that you're able to join us to make the trip down there. We wish you a lot of luck tomorrow night against Barney and the rest of the season. I think it is a great story. We're happy for your success. Happy for your personally smart coaching staff this season. And Marquise, tremendous job by you and the seniors to stick through the dark times. And now get a chance to smile more on Friday night and Saturday. So I hope you get a lot more smiles. Get time when the season is over. We'll go from Marquise Oliver, L.J. Clark from Lakewood Pioneers are writing a heck of a story. I'll start reading it, folks, because it's not over yet. We'll take a timeout when we come back.